Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number four, and that means a couple things. First off, we have Andrew P. Shea back in the house. And it means we need to announce our Ask Ross winner. And that winner this week is Joe from Scranton. So Joe, we'll be getting in touch with you. You win the KSN sweatshirt. I'm Jim Galante. He's Andrew B. Shea. Andy, before we start to look ahead to Michigan State, give me one last thought on the Rutgers game from last week.
Yeah, so on the Rutgers game, first of all, 10 times in a row you make a team punt. That's just funny. But I think I learned a lot about this particular team and these players because I think it was ridiculously hard for them to just to get to the field with the flu bug through the team. But also, it was a legitimate question was, you know, with the losing streak they had been on and where they were and where they had come from, you know, would they have any dog in the fight and continue to have any? And I think you learned a little bit about these players because it was some young guys that they had to throw in there, but across the board, I thought you saw good dog in the fight. And the other team quit. Let's just say Rutgers had just as much to play for, and they quit in that game. They definitely gave up on themselves, and I don't think Penn State ever did that. And I think I learned about this group of players and this group of players only that they're not going to quit in any way, shape, or form. And I think especially battling the flu bug, there's respect that goes with that.
Well, towards that end, Andy, yes, I agree. The team really played hard last week under difficult circumstances. They also had, for many of these guys, this was or might have been their last time in Beaver Stadium playing a game, playing before the home crowd. That leads me to my first question for this coming week against Michigan State. You have a Penn State team that is playing for 8-4 versus 7-5. Pride. You have a Michigan State team that a week ago was still playing for everything, including college football playoffs. They went into Columbus and just got their doors blown off, okay? What was it like? Was it 153-0 at halftime? Something like that. So which team is going to be better prepared mentally going into this game?
Well, I think that's part of it. And so I think one of the could Penn State's already picked up its pieces, the crumbs and the pieces that are a mess, and is trying to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. We know that Penn State's trying to do that. We don't know if Michigan State's going to be able to do that. Because think about if this game had been played 3 weeks ago, right, where both teams were. If you think about that, Jimmy, oh my gosh, it'd be like Michigan's going to kill them. Michigan's going to win this game. Michigan State's going to win this game. I mean, I wonder about the quarterback position, right? Is Clifford available? Is he somewhere near 100% or close to it? Because, I mean, let's be honest. If he, it's whatever he's dealing with injury wise has now got to the point, and it's kind of always been this way, but it is seriously affecting the way his performance. There's just no other way to put it. You can be fighting through something and still perform. He can't perform. Whatever he's fighting through injury wise, it might be two or three different things. Who the heck knows? But whatever Clifford's dealing with, he can't perform. So if he can't perform and do his job, he shouldn't play. I don't want to see him out there if you're like, well, he's 70%. This is an emergency situation. Yes, if Clifford is healthy, he should start. But I the quarterback position is important this game because Michigan State is the absolute worst passing defense in the country. They're horrific against the pass, and the quarterback position is going to be very, very important this week because, as we know, Penn State's got receivers and Michigan State can't cover anybody.
Well, you have this situation here where several weeks ago when they played Illinois, if Sean Clifford could drag his body onto the field, which is essentially what he was doing, they were going to play him.
Yes.
Okay. They had totally lost any confidence that they might have had in Taquan Roberson, and they weren't ready to hand the keys over to a true freshman. That was the scenario. Have you now seen enough of Christian Vaiu in that three quarters to say, you know what, where if Sean Clifford was down to 70% or 50% or 40% against Illinois, he was going out on the field. Have you raised the bar a little bit now on Sean Clifford? Does he need to be more like 80%? Or, wait a minute, we've got an alternative here.
No, it's not a percentage thing. So, like, I think he was at the same place, say, against Ohio State, right? After the bye, and they played Ohio, you know, after he got some, they played Ohio State. I still think he's been banged up ever since the Iowa game in some way, shape, or form, and it might be a little bit more. I don't think it was any, he's not any more or less, quote unquote, hurt. It's just how much do those injuries prevent him from performing. And he was able to perform despite being banged up against Ohio State. It was clear last week that against Rutgers, he couldn't perform. He just literally could not do it. He couldn't move. He couldn't throw. He couldn't function. Don't do that. This kid gives you the option to take that off the table. You don't have to put Sean out there and watch him go 2 for 9. And be, you know, barely able to step up in a pocket, takes two steps to his left, open himself up, and throw a 10-yard pass. He couldn't do that last week. That's not being able to perform in any way, shape, or form. It wasn't like he got knocked around and got more injured. It's just he can't perform. Don't do it. Put the freshman out there. You're just going to have to take your chances because you cannot put a guy that can't perform under center on an FBS field. You can't do it.
All right, let's talk about Michigan State a little bit.
Sure.
Weak pass defense, we know that. Tell me more about the defense. Should we be concerned about, do they have a good rush? Are they good at stopping the run? What are we going to see when Penn State has the ball and Michigan State on defense?
Well, it's kind of hard to gather whether or not they can. They don't get an exorbitant amount of pressure, hence the reason teams throw all over them. They are okay up front and against it, but nobody really tries it. They just come out, throw the ball all over the lot against the Spartans and try and outscore them because they can. So, I mean, Penn State's one-dimensional. We know that, right, Jimmy? Penn State's one-dimensional. Penn State's one dimension is they have good receivers and the quarterback play has been good enough all year that they can chuck the ball around. Well, this team stinks at chucking the ball around. Here we go. The other thing about Michigan State is they're a bit of a, you know, how do I put this gently? They were finally exposed by Ohio State. Did you know before the Ohio State game, in four of their 8 wins before the Ohio State game, that they were outgamed by the other team? In other words, they've been making some pretty good, you know, victory salad out of games they really, really shouldn't have won. I mean, Nebraska and Western Kentucky had more yards than Michigan State did. Michigan is completely one-dimensional offensively. Just completely. They are Kenneth Walker III being an absolute Heisman Trophy candidate stud. And he's got a little bit of a bad ankle. He's a little bit banged up. It's been a long season for him. You could always tell that with Michigan State, once the dam cracked, it was going to come wide open. They are a severely flawed team that has found a way to win games they probably shouldn't, and Ohio State exposed it all in one half.
The difference is Ohio State is Ohio State, though, okay? There's probably 3 NFL wide receivers, a potential Heisman Trophy winner at quarterback. So, you know, that's not quite the same description when you talk about Penn State's offense. Let's flip this around, though. Let's talk about when Michigan State has the ball.
Sure.
As you mentioned, Kenneth Walker, excellent back, been carrying them in many ways. But it seems like they at least have a competent quarterback.
Yeah, he's competent, but they don't have, like, game-breaking receivers. They have decent receivers. Their receivers are hurt, too, right? we don't know who's going to play. You know, it sounds like Walker's a 50-50 proposition to play against Penn State. It's the end of the year. The rug's been pulled out from under them. So Michigan State, Walker makes their engine go, right? And I would say, I'm just going to say this out, Penn State's okay against the run defensively. They're not great. Would you agree with that, Jimmy? They're not good or great against the run. They're just okay. They're outstanding in coverage and, you know, not allowing big plays and, you know, making interceptions. You know that Penn State secondary has more interceptions than opposing quarterbacks have touchdown passes this season? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
So that they're outstanding in on the back end. They're very capable and acceptable on the front end, but they're not great. So that's a good matchup for Michigan State, except they only literally have one main running back, and he doesn't appear to be 100%, and that is a problem. Plus, they're trying to pick up the pieces of having their season pulled out from under them. Penn State had to fight and claw through the flu and all kinds of crap just to get on the field last week and put a team on the field, and they kind of picked themselves up off the deck a little bit. Michigan State trying to figure out how many, you know, more standing eight counts are going to have to endure before they get knocked over again. So I think it's two teams in very different places.
Well, my take on it, Andy, is it's funny, but ever since the Illinois game, I'm always scared of the teams that are capable of running. Did they learn something in that Illinois game where, you know what, I'm going to put nine offensive linemen on the field and I'm just going to pound Penn State? I've been surprised that we haven't seen more of that type of thing from other opponents. And here with Michigan State, with the very good running back, I'm concerned that we might see that. Other than that, I'm pretty confident in this Penn State defense. Other than the Illinois game, they haven't been shredded by a running back. So that's helpful to me. On the flip side, I started this season by saying I believe the whole season, every game we go into, is going to be on the quarterback position and more specifically how Sean Clifford performs. Here we are, the last week of the season, and I'm saying the same thing.
All right. Should I give my prediction, Jimmy?
Give me your prediction, Andy. All right. And not just prediction, bold prediction.
I got my bold prediction right last week. I think Penn State's going to walk in this game. I have Penn State 31, Michigan State 13. I think Michigan's got bigger holes and the dam is open. And I'm going to say Penn State, my bold prediction is Penn State tight ends have at least two receiving touchdowns.
Very good. That would be nice to see them get more involved in the offense. I think we would all like to see that. Also, James Franklin. Both predictions, just winning by that margin is a bold prediction also, Andy. I have the Nittany Lions winning, but a lot closer game. I have it 27-17. That is it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.